T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rob Walgate from iVoters.com. On our Disc Institute, a Pittsburgh Newsline. He's a neighbor nearby Weston, Ohio. Rob, good morning. Welcome back to KDK.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So a lot of people, the deadline here in our state to register to vote was yesterday. So the next deadline is you have to, if you want a mail-in ballot, have that request in by the 27th. Meanwhile, we all know who the candidates are, at least for the Republicans and the Democrats for president. But I'm willing to bet a lot of people don't know who the candidates are for a number of other things that affect them. And that's where your website is a great resource.
Well, it's top of the ticket for some, can be a distraction. They just want to vote, maybe get that part over with. But iVoters.com, we provide information on the other races on your ballot, from State House all the way to the White House. So your listeners can enter their address, their zip code, and up will pop who's running in their area. We don't tell you who to vote for. We don't tell you how to vote. We just want to be a resource so that each voter can be educated before they step into the voting booth. In Pennsylvania, you're looking at all 203 state house seats are up. 25 of the 50 state senate seats are up. You have statewide elections for auditor, attorney general, treasurer. All that information and more is at iVoters.com.
That's really awesome. iVoters.com. I just typed in my address and my zip code, and bam, you don't ask for any other information. I don't have to sign up and give you all my information. And bam, there it is. One, two, three, four people on your presidential ballot here. Yeah, you have it pretty well. I mean, it's updated. I'm looking at the treasurer's race, the auditor's race, U.S. House, everybody. So
well,
great job on that.
Well, we appreciate it. We don't data mine the information. The only reason we need your exact address is because the guy across the street may be in a different state house district. So we just need to know where you live, your zip code. We don't sell that information. We're a nonprofit organization. There's no advertising on the site. None of that. Not a way to make money, anything like that. We just want to be a resource to educate people.
And you link up to the candidate's website, the Ballotpedia profile, and their Twitter information as well. And so you're a public forum. You're a public service, right? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
So that's it. In this era of controversy, in this era of negative ads, we don't want to be any of that. We want to be a site where you can go next door to your neighbor and say, hey, visit iVoters.com. They're going to provide you information to make an educated decision. You can also look on there. We don't endorse anybody, but we do list endorsements from PACs and other organizations from the far right and the far left, because sometimes that helps people make a decision. They can say, wait a minute, I know I don't stand for anything that group stands for, and they endorse a certain candidate, so maybe I won't be supporting that candidate. We just want to be a resource and a data point for everyone before they go to the polls.
Yeah, and I would imagine there are a lot of people who in years past wouldn't know much about those other races until they actually saw them at their polling place on election day. But now with so many people selecting the mail-in process, they at least can see the names and now do a little research that's at your fingertips, and that makes it a lot easier to do.
Yeah, we've all stepped into the voting booth and been a bit overwhelmed by the choices or said, well, I didn't realize these two people were running for each other. It just allows you to do the homework before you step into the booth. We do it in all 50 states. So you can share it with people across the country. And in some states, there are a number of statewide ballot issues as well. All that information will be on there so people can read up, do their homework. And we know this is going to be a very contentious time over the next couple of weeks, and we just want to be a resource for everyone, regardless of political party.
I'm really impressed with it. iVoters.com, free minds, free speech, free agents. And I'm a little upset with myself, Larry. I see that my State House candidate is running unopposed. I could have been on the ballot. I could have been
there.
Could
have been you.
Could have been a contender. But let me ask, how does your organization make its money? I mean, how do you support this effort? Because it's a pretty impressive website.
Well, iVoters.com is basically underneath an organization called the American Policy Roundtable. It's a media research and education organization that's been around since 1980. We have a national radio program called the Public Square. We are a 501c3, so our funding doesn't come from the government. It doesn't come from big business, if you will, or from lobbying efforts. It comes from people all across the country that believe in what we do and want to support the cause. They know that our republic works best the more people that are engaged and involved. However, it works even better the more people that are involved if they're educated on the decisions that are made. So we've been in the voting information business for a long time, and that's the sole goal of this website, is to provide information for those.
iVoters.com, Rob Walgate on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Rob, appreciate the information. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for the time, guys. Talk soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.